For meeting today, I'm going to ask Trustee Nguyen to lead us in the pledge. And after that, I'm asking everyone to stand for the moment of silence too.
Please place our flag in your hearts.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today, we are saddened to hear the passing of the retiring Houghton. Hank was hired by the district in 1962 and retired in 1996 after 34 years. Her career in the district included working at La Quinta High School, Ralston Intermediate, Hill Elementary, Chapman Hettinger, and the district office, and as a substitute teacher after her retirement. We extend our deepest sympathy to the family of Hank Houghton. Moment of silence now ended. Please be seated. Thank you. I'm going to play the president today. Mr. Bob Houghton is absent on a business trip, so I hope everyone's go easy on me. So we begin our agenda, regular agenda, begin our agenda with the public comments from the members of the public. First, we have request from Linda Elliott.
Good evening. I'm here on behalf of CSCA to let you know about our vote that we took last Tuesday. It was ratified the contract for negotiation 97%, the building maintenance workers 94%, and the welders 93%. And just a footnote, I really appreciate Mr. Harden and Walter coming to our meeting and speaking to our members. They really appreciated what they had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Next request is from Mr. Damian Garcia Monroy.
Thank you, today, President Juan, and Honorable Board of Trustees, Dr. Mafi, members, guests, teachers, administrators, and parents. My name is Damian Garcia Monroy, and I'm always up here advocating for special education for our students. And glad to say throughout the years, the district's been very responsive to our parents. And that's actually why I'm here today. It pains me to say or to know that Dr. Lambert is leaving the district. He's been wonderful this year to have him. This is exactly what we need in special education and even throughout the whole district. He's just has an incredible way with words. You should run for office. I'm not kidding. He just, he knows it. He's and I think a lot of people here know, he knows exactly how to be a bridge maker, how to, in fact, I know there were some times where even us parents were having difficulties up front in one of the schools because we have our own politics to deal with when we're advocating for our children. And, he was part of the glue that keep us together and try to solve it. So I want to thank the board for having appointed him because, when I found out what Dr. Lambert was like, it really gave me a lot of hope, for the positive things to come in special education. So thank you so much for, taking the job. And I really implore the board to continue to appoint and the administrators to seek out people with similar qualities as Dr. Lambert, because they really make a world of difference. A lot of times we might look at, this person's very efficient or this, that, but, you know, you got to wonder what makes them efficient, what makes them quick, what makes them a great admin. Sometimes not for the best reasons. And so Dr. Lambert took a lot of time for our special education parents this year. I know personally on a few cases, so please continue to look at the personality, the people skills, and, you know, facilitative skills, all these different things that made Dr. Lambert so great for the our director, and continue having that throughout the school. I would also implore the district, if we have another parent that didn't fill out a card, Crystal, I don't know if she could speak, if you guys would be able, she might want to say good something too about Dr. Lambert. So thank you very much, appreciate it. And thank you so much, Dr. Lambert. We love you.
Thank you. We have next request from my teachers, Mr. Armin Akabum, representing the Gandro Education Association.
Vice President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, good evening. Tonight you're adopting the budget for 2018-19. The teachers, nurses, and librarians of GGUSD appreciate your diligence in taking all matters, financial, academic, and personnel, seriously. For the first time ever, we have concluded a school year without a contract. All former terms and conditions continue until we bargain or mediate a new contract. We're anticipating a productive mediation on August 27 with Jerry Adams, the state-designated mediator from PERB. One of the association's top priorities is an on-schedule settlement as opposed to an off-schedule payment. An off-schedule payment, which is not applied to the salary schedule, is analogous to a tip or a bonus. While tips and bonuses are nice, they don't compound over time. When Len and I were student and teacher together at BOLSA in 1981, the top salary after 30 years of service was $30,494. Imagine living now in Orange County on $30,000 after a career of 30 years. The only way our teachers are making over $100,000 is due to on-schedule settlements. On-schedule increases not only improve our wages, but they improve our retirement. For the long-term, ongoing benefit of our members, and also to recruit the best possible teachers in the upcoming teacher shortage, is to have an on-schedule settlement. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. We have a request from Mr. Joe Parker. She's coming in. We're not running your time yet. We have 3 minutes, so.
Okay. I'm just here in support of item 6E, which are leases that are subject to board approval for renewal. There's nothing in particular that I need to address with your board, but if you do have some questions, I'm here as a courtesy on behalf of the lessees.
Thank you, Ben. And the last request from the public is Ms. Crystal Cervantes.
Representing my shirt. I'm a parent, as you can tell. So thank you, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, all the Garden Grove USC staff and families here tonight. As a parent, I just wanted to really take the opportunity to thank Dr. Lambert. You know, he is commencing his employment with us, and we are just really touched by what you've done for us this year as parents with special education kids. You know, it's been a really productive year, and we really appreciate his willingness and openness to talk to us. You know, we can tell that he truly cares about the program, you know, not just for the kids, our kids, but also the families and the staff and the whole community that has to get involved to really help, you know, prepare these individualized plans for these children, you know. And he really understood it takes this community approach, and we really, really appreciate that. So we wish you the best. We're very angry at you, but we wish you the best. And we ask that please Garden Grove Unified, the board and all its staff, you know, continue in this form of open communication with its new director and all the other administration as well. You know, it's really this collaborative approach where the parents and families, we feel like we're part of the team, you know, where our thoughts and our inputs are valued and listened to, and that's when positive action is delivered. As we close the school year and a new one begins, we as special education parents, and all parents really, just we ask that the board remembers that every year is an opportunity for positive changes and improvement for our students. Thank you.
Thank you. Are we moving on to the next item on the agenda, would be to approve the minute from our last meeting on June 5th. Any comments or requests for change on anything? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Lynn? Yes. Mr. Monaghan?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, item three, on public hearings, presentation and report. We don't have public hearing today, but we have a presentation from... Yes, we actually present the student representative. We asked Ms. Abby Maloney to speak in place of Assistant Sub Kelly McKimmis.
Good evening, Vice President Nguyen, members of the board, Dr. Mafi, staff, and community. I'm pleased to announce that Celayan Kamson from Bolsa Grande High School was selected by an independent panel of student leaders to serve as our 2018-2019 student board representative. Celayan has demonstrated, and here she is. Celayan has demonstrated outstanding leadership skills and is very active on the campus at Bolsa Grande High School. She's been a team member on Varsity Swim for the past 3 years, volunteered with the American Cancer Society and UNICEF clubs, and served on Bolsa Grande's Yearbook Club and in leadership roles as a sister city student ambassador, American Cancer Society publicity chair, ASB cabinet member, and Youth Leadership of America associate. Celayan will also be the upcoming editor-in-chief for Bolsa School Newspaper and hopes to help grow the school's journalism program. Celayan is here tonight with her mother and will be serving on the board at the first meeting in September. Mom?
Thank you very much. Welcome to the board. We're looking forward to your service and working with us. We have a next report from Ms. Jolie Armatas, Assistant Superintendent on Personnel Service, on the announcement of the Certificate and Classified Employees of the Month.
It's my favorite thing to do, or one of my favorite things to do. Good evening, Vice President Nguyen, Board of Education Trustees, Dr. Mafi, staff, visitors, and students. I am pleased to recognize two outstanding employees for our June Employee of the Month recognition. As you know, our district is filled with amazing employees, but these two definitely stand out. GGUSD's Employee of the Month program is designed to recognize employees who, first, put others first, go above and beyond to make a difference in their role, carry out each day with a positive attitude and strong work ethic, and demonstrate innovation, leadership, and passion for their job. Our Classified Employee of the Month, I'd like to introduce and ask her to come and join me, please, at the podium, is Ms. Dana Burt. And here are all the nice things we have to say. Dana joined the district in 2005, serving as an instructional aide at Excelsior Elementary, followed by a school office clerk, too, at Garden Grove High School, and now as the school secretary at Ralston Intermediate School since 2013. She was nominated for this recognition by a parent, and this is a very touching story, who said Dana provides the very best service, goes out of her way to get questions answered, and always calls parents back on the same day. When this parent was facing personal hardship, Dana helped connect her to the McKinney-Vento program, which provided her with life-changing assistance. The parent said that Dana helped make her daughter's eighth grade year memorable, and she wanted to nominate Dana for this recognition because of her amazing results in helping others. Dana said what she loves most about her job is the daily interaction with students, parents, and staff. She said, working at a school is very rewarding, especially knowing you are making a difference in people's lives. Dana is joined tonight by her family and Principal Ruth Dietz and several colleagues. So would you like to stand up and be recognized as well? Right, so Dana. One of these days I'll get this routine down. All right. Well, it's my honor and privilege to introduce our next employee of the month. So I'd like to ask Kimberly Escobar to join me at the podium. Kimberly's been a teacher at Heritage Elementary School for 23 years and is currently teaching first grade. Her principal, Michelle Pinchot, said Kimberly is dedicated to Heritage families and community members. She spearheaded a family night named Bingo for Books that was responsible for providing thousands of books to the school and the community. Recently, she organized the first STEM night at Heritage, which gave families the opportunity to participate in coding, robotics, science, engineering, and learn more about the school's conversion into the district's first computer science immersion academy. Kimberly leads the way in technology integration and always jumps in to try new tools to benefit student learning. She puts her students first and always makes decisions that allow students to grow and flourish in all content areas. Most notably, she is beloved and respected by everyone on the school campus. Kimberly said what she loves most about her job is working with great colleagues, learning new things, and teaching students who are excited to learn. She is joined tonight by her family, Principal Pinchot, Assistant Principal Holland, and several colleagues, so please stand up and be acknowledged as well. And on behalf of the Board of Education, it's my
now, I'm going to take a short recess to take a picture with our honor employees. I'm also to invite Selene Iskim to take a picture with us too in a separate session so we can make announcement to the community. On the agenda, it's number 4 on administration. We have item 4A to E.
I move to approve items 4A through E.
Second.
Thank you. Item 4A is resolution 1 and 2. Staff recommend that we approve item resolution number 1 to authorize Dr. Murphy, Rick Nakano, and Jolie Amitas to as official signatures of certain financial documents on behalf of the district. Resolution number 2 is to approve the recommendation to an agreement to hold the County Board of Education harmless from all the service that they have provided to our districts. Just another level of protection for the County Board. Item 4B is to approve item resolution number 3, which calls for election of the district governing board for the election on November 6, 2018. Item 4C is to approve the special education annual service plan, known as SELPA, and a special education budget for the year 2018 and 19. Item 4D is to approve list up the non-public school and agency for students with exceptional need. This is the master contract for offer service for individual service agreement for the year 2018 and 19. Item 4E to approve the use of a non-public school and agency for students with exceptional need for the year 2018 and 19. Any comment, question? I have a question on an item 4E, I believe. On item
4C.
4C, I mean, approved a special education and annual service. I noted that it was subject of a public hearing last time, and there was some comment from the public regarding access to the report and material. I understand the staff were looking into that. Do you have an update on what to update on how to address those comments?
Yes, I do, Vice President Nguyen. So last meeting, we had three hearings. One was on the SELPA, which is under item 4, under item 5, the LCAP, and under item 6, our annual budget. And so while we did follow education code and government code in regards to the legal requirements and follow our standard practice, there has been an interest from the community and some discussion amongst board members of expanding access beyond the, you know, what the legal minimums are. So we have already scheduled some follow-up sessions with the board in July and October, and also engaging with our CSBA consultant who will be supporting us in this matter. So we could have some possible changes in the future to our public hearing process. And but this evening, we do have a timeline for the approval of those three items, which is the end of June. And so we did double check at the request of the board what would be the ramifications of not approving the budget. And we found to our dismay that the county would not issue any of our LCFF money or sign any of our checks or warrants for the summer project. So we are held to the June 30th requirement.
Also, I understand that there was no one who would deny an opportunity to review the material during a public hearing.
Correct. There were some questions. There was an individual who just was wanting the change, who had not requested. There was externally, Mr. Monroy gave us all a letter that I passed out indicating that he didn't request during that time period, but he has an ongoing interest in even more specific information on the budget. And then Mr. Ackerboon had referred to a document, but it wasn't budget related to the hearing.
Any other comments, questions on any? I call for the vote, item 4.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Munafin?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item 5 is on program instructions. We have item 5A to J.
I move we approve items 5A through J.
Second.
Thank you. Item 5A is to approve resolution number 4, with to allow the district to submit an application for the funding for the state preschool, pre-kindergarten, and family literacy program support for the year 2018 and 19. That will allow the district to receive up to $30,000 funding for the preschool program. Item 5B is to approve resolution number 5, which to authorize the district to submit the application for funding for the state preschool program at 11 district schools for the year 2018 and 19. Item 5C is to approve the local control and accountability plan, or LCAP, to support the district implementation of the local control funding formula, or known as LCFF. For the year 2018 and 19, and submit the report, the plan, to the Orange County Superintendent of School. Item 5D is to approve the application for to accept the funding for block grant funding up in the amount of $116,000 to render services on preschool program, according to the Memorandum of Understanding with the Orange County Department of Education for the year 2017 and 18. Item 5E is to approve the application to accept funding for the AVID implementation agreement from the AVID Center for Continued Development and Refinement of AVID Standard and Performance Objective for the year 2018 and 19. Item 5F is to approve the the leasing agreement with the Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove for child care program for allow them to use the facility in our district for the child care purpose. Item 5G is to approve requests for Big Brothers and Big Sister of Orange County and Garden Grove Unified School District to enter into the partnership to operate an after-school one-on-one mentoring at Lawrence and Wakeham Elementary School as part of the RIP program. Item 5H is to approve the two and draw advising challenge grant would allow the district to receive up to $75,000 in funding in year 2018 and 19, and also an additional $15,000 support continued for management and improvement practice for the year 2019 and 20. Item 5I is to approve the memorandum of understanding between UCI iMobile for children and Garden Grove University School District, where it to provide vision service for children from age 3 to 5, especially to the low income children for those years for the vision service to the student based on a screening test. Item 5J is to approve a number of our district event. We have one request from Bolsa Grande High School to allow approximately 16 Wilderness Adventure Club members to attend the Stewardship and Environmental Education and Camping in Borrego Springs, California on November 10 to 12, 2018. Any question? Dr. Murphy, I have a question on item 5B.
Yes.
That may be that the funding for state preschool program, right? I understand that we may be looking into to charge some basic fee for the sliding scale to allow access to more parents to enroll the children in our preschool program. Do you have an update on that?
Yes, the board has expressed an interest in expanding our preschool programs. That would be above and beyond the state preschool, for which students have to meet very specific criteria set by the state of California. But we are going to be looking at the potential of launching additional programs to have more students that live within our area to attend preschool who do not qualify for state preschool. So we're still, the business office is still in the introductory phases of finding out from other school districts how they're doing that, and we'll be bringing more information to the board in the fall.
And also, I noticed that in the item 5E, we have approve the AVID implementation agreement. Mm-hmm. I just want to call out to the AVID program a wonderful job they've been doing to help and prepare so many students from our district to participate in the AVID program and to get ready, prepare themselves for college. I myself have seen my own eye of how what AVID does, and especially I saw the video. I must say, very powerful, the AVID video put out there. I want to ask to see if we can kind of publicize more parents can see that, have asset to realize the power of AVID and what it does to our students. I have some cousin, nephew, I trying to convince him to sign up too, but it doesn't work all the time, but I wish that I win on those argument with a kid, with a parent, to get them to sign up, because I can see the power and the benefit of the AVID program with those kids. A lot of time, parents are not really aware of what it does to the student, so that it really beneficial to the parent to really understand what it does to help our student, and hopefully more students will enjoy to see the benefit of the program. Any question, any of them? Okay, call for the vote, item 5, A to J.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Munafin?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item 6 for business, we have item 6A to M. I need a motion.
I'll move to approve item 6A through M.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Item 6A is to approve the annual budget report for the year 2018 and 19. We must approve the budget before July 1st each year for the budget to continue, for the district to continue to operate. Item 6B, the approved resolution number 6, was authorized the money to receive from education protection account to be spent as required by Article 13, Section 36 of the California Constitution, and the spending determination be made in open session of a public hearing of the governing board. Item 6C, to accept the completion of the project at various school sites, especially with acceptance of the completion of the lease and lease back agreement to GB Construction Inc. at Ralston, and a CMAS contract to Vector Resources Inc. At Hare, and that a note to completion be signed by and filed by the invoices processed for payment. Item 6D is to approve the annual insurance report for property, casualty, and excess insurance for the year 2018 and 19. Item 6E to approve the joint use and lease agreement for wireless telecommunication at Jordan Intermediate School, Bonsha Grande High School, and Chapman Hediger Center. With those provide the lease for the term of 25 years, with 5 years each time, and for the renewal of four additional renewal on the term of the lease. Item 6F, it authorize the use of the Simi Valley School District's project number 034-14M.1 for the means of a purchase of Microsoft enrollment for education volume licensing from XI International Corp. Item 6G is to approve the destruction of obsolete records, and it grant for the board to grant permission to destruction of obsolete record specified in the attack list from the Office of Business Services. Item 6H is to approve the disposal of the obsolete and surplus equipment and supply. And item 6I is to approve the food and service meal prices for the student and adult for the year 2018 and 19. Item 6J, to renew the agreement for trash collection services, would call for the increase of 3.51% on the trash service, trash collection service, with Republic Waste Services of Southern California for a year of beginning from July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019, under the same term and condition. Item 6K is to approve the wellness policy progress report, which include a mandate, component of compliance, nutrition promotion, partner engagement, and implementation and public education. Item 6L is to reject the claim from Justin Garcia for the property damage for his vehicle sustained on May 7, 2018. Item 6M, to approve the purchase in order for a total amount of $51,594,487.53. Yes, that's all for item. Any comments on any of the items? All right, hearing none, so I call for the vote.
This is Wynn. Yes. Mr.
Monaghan. Aye.
Mrs. Rocco.
Aye.
And Mr.
Wynn. Aye. Item 7 is on the personnel. We have item 7 to D. I want to report that we have a closed session under the item 7E today. We have a closed session with the superintendent, assistant superintendent Rick Nakano and Joe Amatas and other district official to discuss negotiation matter according to the government code and regulation. And we also discussed we're supposed to discuss the superintendent evaluation. We never had a chance. We never had a chance to do that, so we miss it. We can go back to that sometime. So I need a motion for items 7 and 7A to D.
Move to approve. Second motion.
Thank you. Item 7A is to approve the report of the certificate personnel employee, and 7B is on the classify employee report. And number 7C is to approve the ratification of a tentative agreement between the Gandalf Unified School District and the bargaining unit of the classified school employees association. And item 7D is to approve the provision for the classified and certificate retroactive pay benefit according to negotiation for the school year 2018 and 19. Any comment? Hearing none? Okay. Call for the vote. Item 7A to D.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Come down to the last section on the agenda for discussion by board members. We're going to begin with Trustee Nguyen.
One thing. I acknowledge that I received the letter from two letters from Mr. Monroy.
Yeah, this month I finished my round of open houses. So overall, really great to see a lot of the parents talk about the modernization process and the AC, and that's definitely a hot topic, especially considering, get it, hot topic? Considering the weather, so that was really great to see them and, you know, be excited about it. I also had the opportunity to attend the annual baseball game at Hare High School, where it's the staff versus the students. And this was, unfortunately, the last game with Principal Todd Nurk. So, you know, definitely, you know, a really great time and had a good time. Last year, the students had won, and then this year, the staff won. So we were pretty excited about that win. Both myself and Bob attended the CSEA chapter meeting, so I do want to thank CSEA for extending the invitation, allowing us to go and listen firsthand from the members and, you know, just overall have some good conversations that I'm looking forward to sharing with our superintendent as well as staff in the next coming days. Graduations are over now. All of the trustees were definitely busy out, you know, going to all of the graduations, and doing that, I was able to do Santiago High School. And then for the first time, I was able to do Lincoln Education. And I was really surprised because when I got there, I had just finished doing Santiago, so I rushed over to Lincoln, and I had seen, you know, 400-plus students at Santiago, and then going to Lincoln Education, I'm like, where's everybody? And then going to see, but, you know, I felt that it was a very intimate graduation, seeing that, you know, so many of these you know, young adults, you know, are making their ways to get their degree, just like everybody else, and that they have their goals and their visions, and they want to strive for excellence. And it was really, it was kind of emotional for a lot of these students, and rightfully so. You know, they've gone through so much, and it was really great to be there, and I felt really honored and privileged to have attended. The same day before, I was at Eisenhower Elementary for the Flag Day 5K run. Which they have. I know some of you guys were there. And I was there running the 5K. not probably not the best day to do it because of the graduations and going out, but overall it was really good. I liked it. A lot of the students, the little students, had remembered me only after the principal has said, "That's Walter. It's just he doesn't have his mustache anymore." So it took a little bit for the kids to remember who I was. One of the things that I did want to share, having attended the open houses, at West Pacific Open House, I was had just had a conversation with the principal, and I was kind of hanging out on my myself and just kind of observing and meeting everybody. And later on towards the night, a young adult, probably a little bit younger than myself, a Vietnamese gentleman, came up to me and asked me about my position because he had heard me being named and people applauded, and he was just curious. He said, "Oh, you know, who are you? What do you do?" And I explained to him as best as I could. And then the conversation turned a little bit different because he started a little bit tearing, and he said, "You know, I've gone through a lot," and he said, "Make sure that adults know what kids are going through, what they're being they go through on an everyday basis." And I kind of, inquired, and he elaborated, and he told me, his life story, and he kind of, went from his ups and downs. He had made some, poor decisions and things like that. But I really applauded him for coming up to me and kind of sharing that. And he told me, a lot of people did say, "Hey, try your best, do your best. You're going to work. If you work hard, you'll achieve it." The whole, pull yourself up by the bootstrap mentality. And he said that doesn't necessarily work with everybody. And it really struck me because, we're so used to, we're kind of sharing some of the great things that we're doing that sometimes perhaps we can overlook some of the students that perhaps are really, really struggling. Because he mentioned himself that, he heard it. He heard the messages. He heard the positivity, but he wasn't able to get that certain individual to go ahead and fully, grasp and quote unquote save this kid before he started making some really bad decisions. And then at the end, he just said, "I just sincerely hope that, that you kind of just take that into your thought." And he kind of just went on with his day. And, in a way, I kind of looked at him and I kind of saw myself and I said, for those that, don't know my story, I was kind of in the same shoes. There were some things that I did that I probably shouldn't have done, but luckily for me, there was somebody or a group of people that were able to kind of steer me in the right direction. And I felt like necessarily for this student, that wasn't the case. So I guess all in all, whenever I, talk about, what are we doing that are non-conventional ways to really look at the social emotional well-being of students, I think it's really important to not necessarily look at what's currently being done, but just go ahead and start utilizing our own practices using evidence-based, of course. So that's why, I'm looking forward to this next upcoming school year. Again, talking to the folks in the third floor, Arthur and Valerie and everybody on the team, to really look at restorative practices and really hope that we target all of our students, because, we do have great students that are doing well. We've heard, avid students that are Latinos Unidos, but let's go ahead and try to really focus in on those students that perhaps are not being funneled in that direction, and really start doing some really good targeting. So that's definitely something that I, really had on my mind. I definitely just wanted to share with staff. And I appreciate and acknowledge all the work that you guys do. I'm not taking that away. But I think, let's really start to pick at those kids that perhaps maybe we kind of sometimes, for whatever reason, we're not at the one-on-one level. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, Mr. Nevins. Mr. Rocco?
Yes. I attended the final task meeting for parents that was sponsored by PTA and the CAC, and they had a number of trainings this year that were pretty well attended, considering our parents are just starting to come back and see that we have a lot to offer from our special ed parents. And I just want to give a shout out to Val and to Matt for their support. Because this was something that the parents wanted so badly and moved forward with, and they were very accommodating and also helping our parents to understand the parameters of what can you do, what can't you do. It's a learning process, and I think that this year has been a good year in us moving forward with supporting our parents and having, as Crystal said earlier, those conversations and that collaboration so that we all feel like we're part of the team. So thank you very much, and I wish you well, Matt. Also attended a PTA meeting at Bell, and this was as a result of an assignment we had at the Parent Leadership Conference that Dr. Mafia gave us to break into our trustee areas and start to have conversations. And I happened to sit with the, I believe it was the Pacifica group, which also Bell feeds into Pacifica, so same parents. So on one side of the table were our English-speaking parents, and the other side were our Korean parents, talking about PTA and their perceptions of why they're not involved and why are they not involved. And so understanding that they both had perceptions that were not necessarily true, and having that dialogue and conversation opened a door so that the PTA president from Bell invited and Stacy from Outreach to come interpret, and the Korean parents to come and to the last PTA meeting to talk about how can we bring in diversity to the PTA and include the parents and start to learn a little bit about each other. So it was great. It was wonderful. So here's Stacy interpreting for the parents, and here I am interpreting for Stacy about PTA, because we take it for granted that all our parents and even employees know everything about PTA. But Stacy went to school in Korea and raised her kids in elementary school in Korea, so she has been learning through her job and learned a lot that day, and felt very proud to be able to support her parents, and she thanked me for interpreting for her. So lots of good things happening. Also attended the GGA retirement tribute, very happy for our retirees and all the years, very thankful for all the years that they've given to our district, to our kids and our families. Went to the Zion After School Heritage Language Program, and was very amazed, because I guess I didn't realize that they are doing both Spanish and Vietnamese heritage language. And I think it's a great thing, and to see the kids how proud they were, and the parents how excited they were, because now it was okay for them to talk about language and culture. And I think what this does for kids, because I can totally relate, is gives them some roots, so that when they go to junior high and high school, or intermediate and high school, they want to take their heritage language. Because I can remember saying, Mom, I want to take French. No, you're taking Spanish. Okay. But I now, as you get older, you realize how important that is. And by taking the Spanish, I pursued the path of a teacher and a bilingual teacher. You know, so I thank my mom over and over. But as a kid, you don't know. And so when you can involve the kids in an experience that lights that little spark, I think it just makes all the difference in the world. So, and the AVID celebration at Don Wash also, and hearing about all the places, all the colleges our kids are going to, and whether they be community college or four-year college, they have a path, and they have a map that they're going to follow, and they may veer this way or that way, but for now, getting out of high school, which is a huge thing, to know that they're going to pursue some higher education and see where that's going to lead them. Some have their passion already in mind, and some are going to find it along the way. The ice cream social, also at the MOT, was the first year we were invited. It's not the first year they've had it, but it was a wonderful opportunity to talk to the bus drivers and just to be there, and all of our folks, electricians and plumbers and different people, that on a social level, it's a nice way to get acquainted. So hopefully we'll do that again next year. And of course, attended several graduations, Rancho, Los Amigos, Pacifica, Bell, and Alamitos, and always very excited for these kids. They have such a bright future. But this year was my first time attending the senior walk, Rancho senior walk at Bryant, and Pacifica senior walk that they did for the first time at Enders, and was so caught up in the excitement of I didn't know who's more excited, me, the high school kids or the elementary kids. But one thing that really topped the cake, with the icing on the cake, was the Pacifica walk. I stood by the sixth graders, and the girls were so, three girls were very excited, and they said, that's going to be us someday. And I thought, oh, I wish I could have recorded that, because that's exactly why we're doing this. And so I was really excited to have been there for that moment. So, and a big thank you to all of our leadership staff here for all that you do. You don't get thanked. You don't get recognized. But I just want to say you all do an amazing job supporting everyone from here down. And I see you guys, we're everywhere, but I see all of you everywhere too, which really says a lot. And so thank you all, and hopefully you'll have some time to enjoy this summer, take a little time off.
Thank you, Mr. Rocco. I just have a few comments. First of all, I know that we just finished our round of graduation. I attend to one of them. I must say that for all of our graduates from all school, our kid, a graduate must, they must be leaving the school with a full load of pride for this year, especially. So I can see that from in their expression, from the parent, they're so happy. And that it's not only this year, but many years they have experience of the district. And I wish them all good luck. And I only look to see if they can be the ambassador for our districts, if they go wherever they go, all over the world and the U.S. here. And pretty soon, hopefully, they'll come back and help us, help their younger brother and sister in so that we can all achieve what they bring with them this year. And at this time, I want to congratulations, Mr. Connie Van Loot, for your retirement. I wish you good luck, the best in your retirement. We'll miss you. I know you're still around, right? And also want to, I don't know, congratulate Dr. Matt Lambert or not. You live or not, we wish you good luck. But I don't know. I mean, we always support our staff go on to wherever their aspiration is, and to reach out to their full potential there. What we will miss you, what you have left with us here. And I understand that you make it very difficult for the next person to fill in your shoes. But then that's the direction we want to be. And thank you very much for your dedication, especially not only this hearing that we heard from the speaker. We heard over the year and different people, they could see the different direction. They could see the dedication in you, your ability to listen to them, to empathize with them, and look for the best way to achieve the same objective we always had over the year. And thank you very much for your dedication, and we wish you good luck. And the door is still always open if you ever change your mind. And also the last note, I want to thank GSEA for your ratifying the agreement. We look forward to working with you still, and we're always happy to kind of finish it up. That means we in the same boat, we're working together, we're in consensus, at least that's what ratification means. Okay, so I'm going to announce our next meeting on July's next meeting will be on a special meeting on July 17. That we will start a study session from 11:30 a.m. It will not last until 6:45. Hopefully, we can last that long on that day. We hope we have coffee, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the one after that will be on August 21st. Also, begin our session at 5 p.m. in the closed session too. And with that, I wish everyone the best for the summer. Enjoy your summer, and we'll come back. I hope we meet again soon. Thank you.